Happy Friday, everybody. Thank you so much, as always, for downloading or streaming the Be Our Guest podcast. Hoping you're not alone today, but that's what we're talking about on today's show. Best places to be totally alone at Walt Disney World. Maybe slightly spooky, maybe not. Maybe you just want to get away from your friends and family. Either way, we're going to have a good time talking Disney here in just a second. First, a quick word from our sponsors, and that includes our friends over at The Magic for Less Travel. They are an earmarked platinum agency, which means they're the best of the best when it comes to planning trips to the Disney destinations. So if you want to sail with Disney Cruise Line, get in touch with the folks over at The Magic for Less. They're going to get you a great onboard credit that spends just like cash on your upcoming cruise. It'll cost exactly the same as booking directly through Disney Cruise Line, and you're going to get weekly reminders to get you excited and to make sure you don't miss anything when it comes to getting ready for your next Disney cruise. Of course, Walt Disney World as well, Disneyland, and even Adventures by Disney. They are the experts. Check them out today and support the show that way. They're over at themagicforless.com. Let them know you heard about them here on the Be Our Guest podcast. Just a few more days to work on that Halloween costume. So if you need to get the costume or any accessories or anything else you need in your life, please click through our Amazon affiliate link. It's beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon. It really, really does help support the show. So thank you for doing that for everybody who continues to use the link. If you haven't, please give it a shot today. Bookmark it on all your devices. It's beourguestpodcast.com/Amazon.
Ready to take a trip to the world? You found the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. This is where your memories come front and center on our podcast stage.
Welcome to episode 1399 of the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. I'm your host, Mike Rallman from BeOurGuestPodcast.com and one of the senior agents over at The Magic for Less Travel. Happy Friday to you on this weekend prior to Halloween. And Halloween's coming up on Wednesday. A lot of fun. We love dressing up and having a good day. Hey, we're Disney fans. We believe in the magic. And I think Halloween's kind of a fun celebration holiday for those of us that are, you know, just 44-year-olds that are basically 6'3" kids. So, and I'm sure we got lots of folks out there that do the same. I've seen your Instagram and Twitter accounts, people. I know you dress up and you're a big kid too. So we're going to have a good time. Today's going to be kind of a fun show. If you're in the live chat with us, we're going to take your comments on this. And of course, over the weekend, this is one of those shows where you can chime in and help us all kind of put together a list to kind of think about Walt Disney World places at the resort, at the in the parks, at the hotels, other places just on property where you can feel totally isolated and alone, which is kind of bizarre because when you're there on the 4th of July or anytime really nowadays, it doesn't matter. You feel like half the planet is at Walt Disney World right along with you. But there are times you're like, whoa, looking around, you're like, I'm the only person around. It's kind of weird. So we're going to talk about that today. So joining me for this fun conversation pre-Halloween here to kick off the weekend, we have Ricky from DisneyWorldAfterAll.com, TouringPlans.com, and the Old Mouse for Less. What's up, Ricky?
If y'all want to see some fun Disney stuff this weekend, follow along with me because I'm going to be down there. So we're going to, I'm saying the bad word. We're going to Universal for Halloween Horror Nights, but we'll also be doing some Disney stuff too. So, it's going to be a good little quick, good trip. So yeah. Had to get down there though.
You said, and we had this conversation before we started recording because Halloween Horror Nights is really not my thing. Like I worked at a haunted house in St. Louis, Silo X. It used to be in Valley Park. Now it's a little bit further down 141, part of Creepy Town. And I loved it because yes. Man, there is, I'm telling you, if for somebody that worked in a haunted house, I only did it for like 3 weeks, like when I was in high school with a bunch of buddies, because they put an ad in the paper and it was a quick way to get some money to go to Taco Bell or something, or gas for the car. I can't remember.
Course.
They paid you in cash every night. So the way it worked was like you were assigned like an area, and I was in this maze part of the haunted house. Like you went in when the lights were on. Okay. So like you, right, spray painted stuff on the walls. Like you'd be at spot 7. You couldn't go to 8. You had to stay between 6 and 8. So if you were 7. And so the thing was like, you knew like where the walls were and stuff. It was like plywood. And because like before the house opened, they would just flood the place with fog. And it was kind of like it was supposed to be like a mutated military base theme kind of. So you wore camouflage and a mask. And anyway, you couldn't see like this close in front of your face once because everything in there was like green lights and fog. So all you saw was just like a green glow when you went in. Well, of course, as an actor, you knew where everything was. The people coming through, not a clue. The thing was, like, if you were smart, you could look really low. You could see people's feet, especially if they're wearing white sneakers or something like that. So you would hear him like, oh, there's going to be a guy up here. You go first. You go first. No, you go first. And so when you heard that, you're like, oh, dude, I'm lighting these people up because nobody wants to go first. And the more you acted scared, the more you would get just blown out of the water when you came around the corner, that they didn't know the corner was there, but you did. So, right. Oh, man, I would laugh so hard sometimes when I scared these people. Oh, it would just hurt my side because it was so funny. And I was getting paid to scare the crud out of these people for like 5 hours. It was so much fun. But now, you know, Halloween Horror Nights, you mentioned, I don't know if I would be on the opposite side of that equation now that I'm 44. The old ticker might not be able to take it. I don't know.
So for those who don't know, I'm actually a very big chicken. I'm probably the weirdest person ever because I don't go to Halloween Horror Nights for the houses. My brother and Brian, they go in the houses and they like, it's a great bonding thing for the two of them because they get to, you know, hang out with each other and do the houses together and stuff like that. So that's a great, you know, bonding thing. But I like to go and I like to go experience the scare zones because I can keep my eye on the, you know, the people usually for the most part in the scare zones. So like if I can keep my eyes on them, they don't scare me as much because they know that I'm watching them. So like every once in a while, they'll still try to jump at me, you know, while they're walking in front of me or whatever. But like I'm still watching them, so it doesn't get me as bad. Every once in a while, they'll come up from behind me and scare me. But for the most part, I'm really okay. So, you know, it's just a lot of fun. I like the experience of being there. It's, you know, it even as a huge, huge chicken, like I won't even be going into the Stranger Things house, like a huge chicken. I still get something out of Halloween Horror Nights. So I'm really excited to go. Plus all the food. I mean, all the food, the Twisted Taters. They have some waffles now this year because it is Stranger Things. I'm so excited about all the food. And like I said to Mike before we were recording, like you get to do the attractions because they're open and there's not very much wait. So I get to go into Diagon Alley and really just hang out with, speaking of, you know, places that are kind of creepy and alone, Diagon Alley during Halloween Horror Nights is one of those places because you actually have to go back in there to get in there and there's nobody back there. It's the perfect time to go exploring for Harry Potter fans. So I like to go back there for that.
Good tip.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are saying that, you know, now they've gotten a little bit older and, you know, we're all getting there each and every day, unfortunately. Like, you know, maybe the haunted house is kind of passed. But, because the thing is, like, I love giving the scares. Like, I post up in our house constantly. Like, my girls hate it because, like, if I go in first, they always think I'm going to be at the first spot. Nope, I'm, like, at the third corner of the house. Like, I'm always posting up and scaring people. I love it. And everybody that's been to Walt Disney World knows me. I'll post up and get you good. So,
you do.
All right, real quick, before we get going with today's topic, shout out to Alfred. His birthday is Sunday, so 2 days, you'll be another year older. Happy birthday, Alfred. And shout out to the Benfer family. They are tuned in at the Launch Bay at Hollywood Studios.
Long time no see, Benfer family.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And say hello to the Jawas, if they're there. Or at least
they're
Kylo.
They're not there anymore.
Oh, Kylo. Or Chewie. Anyway. So, let's get to today's topic. So, we're talking about, you know, kind of a spooky topic. We've done a lot of Halloween-themed shows over the past 10 years, but this one's kind of interesting because it can work for Halloween or not. I mean, Walt Disney World's a very busy place. There's a lot going on. Of course, people are on top of you when you try to see fireworks or a parade. You know, there's many, many times going to a headliner attraction that you just feel like, you know, like I said, half the planet is at that park with you that day. However, there are times I've been at Walt Disney World and I'm like, I'm like the only one around right now, which is really kind of an eerie feeling when you're in a place like Walt Disney World that's so busy all the time. The first one, and we're going to give a lot of folks, Alfred's turning 45, me too this year, same age. So we're going to give some ideas from the chat room and also some things we came up with. The first thing when I thought of this topic, the place that I think I feel the most alone is when I get up for a very early pre-dawn run at Pop Century and I'm running around Hourglass Lake. It's eerie. You know, and you get in your mind's eye, if you're like me, especially this time of year, like, what's the worst that could happen? Like, I could fall down, nobody finds me, you know, and I'm out here. And of course, you know, there's going to be other runners that get up eventually as the, you know, it gets later in the morning. But, you know, you have that kind of mist on Hourglass Lake and, you know, there's gators in there and, you know, stuff like that. You picture maybe a snake might crawl out and bite your ankle or something. I don't know. It's kind of, it is kind of spooky.
What is wrong with you?
It's Halloween. I don't know. Like, when you're running, a lot of stuff goes through your mind when you're trying to run, 12 miles. You got a lot of time to think about stuff, and you got to keep yourself engaged.
12 miles anymore. Yeah.
Just say it. So, Hourglass Lake is beautiful, but it's also slightly spooky when you're the only one out there and you've read all the signs. That was way spookier when Art of Animation wasn't there and you just ran on the back of Pop Century, but it was just deserted, dude.
Definitely.
That was scary. That wasn't even kind of scary. That was like a nightmare. That was worse than anything Universal could throw at you at Halloween Horror Nights. So that's mine. Hourglass Lake, pre-dawn on a run, you can totally be by yourself. So what popped into your mind, Ricky? Some of the other things.
I mean, immediately the first thing that seriously popped into my head was a Tom Sawyer Island. So many people don't go out there, and Brian and I have learned to really love to go out to Tom Sawyer Island, especially when we're looking to get away from the hustle and the bustle. Now, you're not necessarily going to be alone, but you are going to have a very quiet time out there. There's a little spot. I wish they'd put my other rocking chair back, but there was a spot that, at one time there were two rocking chairs. Now there's only one. But there was a time when you could sit out there and just sit and relax and just be, and it was so peaceful and so quiet. There was nobody around. You'd have a couple people walking along the path every once in a while, but that's one of those places where it's just really, really quiet. Now, another place where you could get the bejeebus scared out of you is the caves that are
yes,
in there.
Because... That is, I was going to say, like, if you ever want to pretend like you had the job that I had in high school where
yes,
we jumped out
exactly.
and scared people, you can totally post up in those caves and scare your friends, your family, or just a complete stranger. Just freak them out. Like, because there's so many like ledges and stuff. That's a great place to post up.
100%. So that's another place where I guess if you really wanted to be, alone, those are definitely a place where you can kind of be alone. I just love Tom Sawyer Island. I think especially like the later in the afternoon that it gets, the more people start leaving Tom Sawyer Island too, because obviously not a lot of people go over there, but because you have to take the boat, or the raft, I guess I should say. But once you get over there, and as the afternoon starts to wane on and people start leaving the island because they've done what they wanted to do there and you're still there, it really does get kind of peaceful, serene, and quiet.
Let me ask you this. Tom Sawyer Island, somebody offers you $10,000 if you successfully spend the night on Tom Sawyer Island without getting caught. Do you try?
Oh, do I try? Given that I don't like camping or anything along those lines, no, I'm going to go with no.
I don't, because I don't want to get in trouble. I don't want to get like hauled out in handcuffs, but
yeah,
Len, that was always like Len's fantasy. He always talked about it. I'm like, that'd be kind of sweet. It'd be kind of spooky though. Like
I'd
be freaked out. I'm just saying.
It'd be very spooky, but you get to see the castle and it would be all lit up and that would be very pretty. So
yeah, that's true. I don't know. It's kind of interesting. Cheryl says she would try it. In the chat. All right. So another place that I came up with was the path. Again, these are all running paths. I think because really it's girthless. There's a path between Wilderness Lodge and Fort Wilderness that cuts through. I mean, it cuts through the woods.
Yes.
I mean, you see deer, you see raccoon, early in the morning. But, of course, people will go between there. But it's a longer path. I'd say it's maybe a half a mile between the two. And that's a place where I've been many, many times, nobody around, and it's still pre-dawn. It's a little spooky. If you're kind of scared of like somebody popping out of the woods with like a chainsaw, like that'd be a place right there.
This has gone from the where is nice and quiet and peaceful to the where do they have the poops.
I'm saying most of the time it is quiet and peaceful. Like if you're there in July on a cool morning, or something. But I mean, if it was like next Wednesday, October 31st, the next somebody pops up, with the chainsaw, boom, they get your heart going.
This is not the point of this podcast, by the way.
Oh, it kind of is.
I changed topics, apparently. So.
So that's a place where you could totally be alone. So where else, Ricky? What else popped in your mind?
So another place that popped in my mind, and I swear, chat, I'm not stealing these. These are legit the first things that popped in my head, is to, if you go, everybody just looks at Morocco and they are like, ooh, it's pretty. But they don't like explore Morocco. And Morocco has some fantastic winding pathways all the way through. And really, it's so quiet back there because nobody goes back there because they don't know that they can go back there. Again, you've got everybody rushing past you. The only people that are going back there are people who accidentally find this area or people who have reservations at Restaurant Marrakesh,
that's
because
right.
That's where it is.
Exactly.
So all the way in the back there. So yeah, I mean, it's just so wonderful. There's some great little alcoves that you can sit in and just relax and enjoy, you know, some peace and quiet. And I think that it's really nice back there.
I shouldn't say this, but I will. I'm giving away my bathroom spot on New Year's Eve at Restaurant Marrakesh.
That's right.
It's a good one.
Yeah.
Let's see. Phil's in the chat. He says he does that same run from Copper Creek, quiet and lots of animals as the only company, and also the smell of bacon from the campground. Yes.
Nice.
That's why you run. You run so you can go get the food. I'm glad to have Phil in the chat room. Good seeing you, Phil, buddy. It's good to have him here. Okay, so I'm just trying to picture all these now that we talked about, like, because Mallory went to her first haunted house this past weekend. So all she talked about was like the chainsaw guy. And she's only 10. And she's a huge chicken. I'm surprised she made it. So I'm just picturing, like, we have some suggestions.
I have another good one too. Let me throw this in there.
Okay,
it
kind of
goes in with the whole Morocco thing. But really, if you go into any of the exhibits that are in the showcase, like, seriously, you could be some of the only people there. Part of me is thinking of, like, exhibit that they have
stuff
back there.
Yeah, I don't know.
There's the Norway, the Stave Church. I mean, sometimes people actually come in there, but a lot of times it's like dead, especially now that they've gotten rid of the frozen stuff. I feel like less people go in there again. You've got, what is another exhibit that's kind of back there that I was just thinking of? There's just a ton of those little exhibits back there. One in the China Pavilion as well for, you know, some stuff too. So all the exhibits that they have. Oh, American Adventure. That was the other one I was thinking of, because there's a little one off to the side that people don't often go into. So those exhibits in World Showcase are definitely a place where it kind of gets a little spooky.
Remember when China had, because they don't have them on display right now, but they had the Terracotta Warriors.
Yes.
Like, if you were the only one in there with those Terracotta Warriors, and I know they're not the real ones,
just,
that's spooky.
Yeah.
And one of them popped out and started chainsaw. Wong!
Oh, stop it.
Somebody stop said, it. I can't find it in the chat. Where was it? That even Carousel of Progress sometimes can be, you could be the only
that's
one.
That's true.
That could freak you out. Like, if you're the only one at Carousel of Progress, which does happen, like, even during, like, Halloween parties, like, people just don't go back there. And if it's running for some reason, if you could be in there and then all of a sudden the dad pops up in a chainsaw, whoa! And, like, scary.
No! The dog. The chainsaw. Okay. All right. Fine. You want to know another spooky path? Okay. Since that's apparently what this show has turned into.
Well, I'm just saying, the chainsaw doesn't have a blade on it. It's just the motor. Like, it's safe. It's just like a prop.
So I'm going to go with that pathway from Storybook Circus to Tomorrowland.
Yes.
Because a lot of now that it's become the smoker's pathway, it's a little less magical, I guess I could say. There's a little more people on that pathway is my point. But yes, that pathway has always been very, very, very kind of empty. So if you're looking for a great pathway to walk.
Yeah, I agree. That's actually the one my wife gave as a suggestion when I told her what we're talking about. She said that the little path, you know, back behind by Space Mountain. So there you go.
Ooh, another pathway. Totally. Look, we're all just talking about pathways. Another pathway is that pathway from the Polynesian to the Grand Floridian.
Yes.
I think that's another really quiet pathway.
Yes. And yes. Goofy pops out with a chainsaw. Wong! Get you going.
Stop it.
I don't know why I'm stuck with that today. Jennifer says the back of Canada. That is another one. That's a place you can totally be by yourself. You might not see a person for 20 minutes.
That's true. That is definitely true.
And the guy comes out with the hockey stick. There's a chainsaw. Whoa! Get you.
I'm so
glad it's Friday. I've had way too many Coke Zeros. Cheryl says the koi pond and garden back in Japan.
That's a good one. I like that one.
No chainsaws.
Yeah. Okay. No chainsaws back there.
Let's see. What else do we have? Nancy in Dallas. She gives a suggestion of the back by the Little Mermaid rooms. It's kind of spooky over at Art of Animation. To me, it is, because you're right. Because it's at the far end of Art of Animation. It's kind of, You know, once you get beyond that, it gets a little isolated. The All-Stars kind of feel that way, too, if you have one of the last buildings. But to me, Art of Animation is just, like, I still picture it as deserted second half of Pop Century. Like, I got that in my mind's eye, and it's like, I don't know. It kind of freaks me out over there. Even when I'm running, I'm like, this used to be that scary-looking place, even though it's not anymore.
No. So, all right, I'm going to move on now.
And then Ariel pops out with a chainsaw. Wow! I'll get you.
So, you know, one park we haven't talked about is Animal Kingdom. And there are some really great paths that are at Animal Kingdom that have animals on them that they're not the Maharaja Jungle Trek or the Pangani, which also are often not very traversed by people. But they're the smaller exhibits, you know, the ones with the anteater or the flamingos or things like that, that a lot of people just don't kind of explore because they're trying to, again, it's the whole point of, well, let's head to the back of the park and get all the attractions done and ignore the fact that there's animals and things like that. I mean, we're all guilty of it. I'm guilty of it. You're guilty of it. Don't pretend like we aren't. But there are some great little pathways that are quiet and deserted and some little areas where you can sit and relax and see the animals and just really not see a lot of people. I mean, and there are tons of those little pathways all around Animal Kingdom, you know, especially also by Flame Tree Barbecue. There's some great pathways. There's, you know, spots to sit out by Flame Tree where there's nobody. So if you're looking to have a meal by yourself, definitely, you know, look for the farthest place you can go at Flame Tree. You'll find a spot. But yeah, there's some really great places at Animal Kingdom if you just explore that you can find that are just quiet and peaceful.
And I did see, I was on the treadmill, I think a couple days ago, and the show on the SEC Network, Marty and McGee, it's a show about the South, basically, and they talk about SEC football a lot, obviously, they're reporters. I was on the treadmill, so I was listening to a podcast, had the sound off on the TV, but I had this closed captioning on. I think the LS...
talking about
wah! No, get to the chainsaw. You're too early on the chainsaw. But apparently, like, LSU, the football team down in Louisiana, they have, like, they're the Tigers. They're not the real Tigers. We are at Mizzou. But they have a real live tiger at their football games. His name's Mike, I think. Either Mike's the furry guy or Mike's the real tiger. I can't remember. I think Mike's the real tiger. Anyway, because my name. But anyway, so, you know, I think they retire him. They have, like, a huge... on their campus, like a gigantic zoo exhibit where he lives. I mean, it's unbelievable. But I think when they retired, they said he's at Animal Kingdom, the park. I think maybe they retired to Florida like everybody else. I don't know. But I think maybe the old Mike's there. And it was Mandy, by the way. It said Carousel Progress. So I found
there
it.
You go. That's awesome. Yeah.
Scott said, best spot to feel isolated or alone, the patio down from the Yorkshire County Fish and Chips right by the water. Mm-hmm. Also the most physically close place to watch illuminations. Isn't it kind of weird that sometimes, like you mentioned the exhibits, even the Stave Church, like you're right in the middle of one of the most popular attractions at Walt Disney World and Frozen Ever After, yet you can feel isolated. And I think there's a few places like that where you're like, oh my gosh, like I'm like in proximity within 50 feet of like a million people, but I still feel miles from anybody else.
Yeah, 100%. Definitely. 100%. So.
And then a fish jumps out with a chainsaw. Arrgh, get you. While you're watching illuminations. Let's see here.
Oh, there's something wrong with you.
Mandy's got another one at a resort. The courtyards at French Quarter. Yes. They is there something to, is this just me? Because I love some jazz music. But does jazz music double as like scary, spooky sometimes? Because think about the Tower of Terror background loop. Spooky.
That is true.
It's jazz.
Tower of Terror background loop is really kind of spooky, not gonna lie. I love that background loop though. It's awesome. Right. And then a chainsaw.
I was gonna say, then like some, you know, they have that those like a Joker looking guy with a crazy looking Mardi Gras mask jumps off the chainsaw. Wah! Get you. He's chasing you all the way. You're running through building one. You're running. You're almost to Riverside. You're like, I'm gonna outrun him. But then when you get to Riverside, the horse and carriage comes at you with a chainsaw, and you're running back the other way.
Headless horseman, he's here
exactly,
for you.
Exactly. You're running all along the Saskatoon River. You don't know which way to run. Do you run to French Quarter? Do you run to Riverside? Do you just keep going all the way to swim over to Old Key West? I don't know. What do you do?
Oh,
anyway, so that's kind of fun.
There's something wrong with you.
Too many Coke Zeros today. So, and that's a hot take is what that is.
Yes.
Cheryl has another good one in the chat. The People Mover, sometimes late at night at the Magic Kingdom, one of the most popular attractions, at least for hardcore Disney fans who need to get off their feet and get a little rest, there are times you can be on the People Mover and not see a soul. It is kind of spooky.
That's true. That's true. Now, okay, so here's my question. at Hollywood Studios, can you think of a really good place where, like, I'm trying to rack my brain.
I couldn't think of a thing. I did that with Mallory. I couldn't think of a place in Hollywood Studios you can be alone.
Because, like, seriously, though, with how small that park is and how, you know, compact everything is and how many people they cram into that park, right, and are going to cram into that park once we get into, you know, Galaxy's Edge, I really, honestly, there is not a quiet place in Hollywood Studios. I thought maybe, like, Star Wars Launch Bay a little bit, especially the later it gets, you know, less people go in there. That's the only place I could think of that really had, you know, not a lot of people sometimes in it. But for the most part, I think that they're, you know, that park just gets crammed in of
it does.
People.
The yeah, only place I can think of at the studios where you could maybe kind of be alone, and you're probably not going to be too alone, but probably the most, would be that corner where they used to do Jedi Training Academy registrations, kind of if you're facing 50s primetime, like you're standing in front of Indiana Jones Stunt Spectacular, if you're looking to the right, there's kind of like a little corner there. There was like a merchandise stand for Indy, maybe. But like back in that corner, you know, maybe.
You know where it might be kind of dead? And I honestly, I've never been in there because I don't care. But that that location where Sounds Dangerous was with the Star Wars movies, or, you know, that's kind of like the vignettes of what happened in like the first six Star Wars movies, you know, right there in the front. I highly doubt that there are a lot of people that are going into that. So if you really wanted to get away, I think that would probably be a good place to go. Again, I don't know because I actually haven't been in there.
That's true. So. But then, you know, if you're back in that corner, then Indiana Jones pops out with his whip and goes, whoosh, and then he pulls out a chainsaw and chases you into Echo Lake. So not
you were waiting for me to shut up before you said
it. Sorry, I got to think. I got to hold it. This is a good one. Okay, so I'm trying to think about the resorts, too. So we got French Quarter Riverside kind of covered. We talked about Pop Century and Art of Animation with Hourglass Lake and Little Mermaid Rooms.
Wilderness Lodge in the Carrollwood Pacific Room.
Ooh, totally by yourself. Always. And that's great if you want to take a nap.
Yes, yes. I love that room. It's so peaceful and cozy and warm. You got the fireplace going. Ugh. Especially when it gets cold. I know it doesn't get cold very often down in Florida, but those nights when it does get a little chilly, that's a perfect spot right there.
And you know what? This ain't a chainsaw, but I fell asleep in there one time and somebody came in with a vacuum and was like, "Whoa!" and scared me to death with a vacuum. I mean, they were just doing their job, but it like scared the crud out of me. I'm like, just give me a warning, like tap my foot or something before you fire up a vacuum next to me. I know they were just cleaning up. I mean, that's the role, but I mean, whew, I was in a Walt Disney World, like fifth day of vacation, like good nap time and air conditioning because it was hot then. What about Caribbean Beach?
I don't know. The hammocks?
Coronado's like got hammock? Some. Yeah, hammock. Coronado, you can get kind of way back in the back too and kind of get by yourself. Like back in the ranchos.
Yeah, I'm going with a hammock, but that's just me. I like the hammocks.
But the hammocks are kind of on the front side of the water, where I guess anywhere with this construction too is a little spooky.
Well, yeah, the chainsaw guy.
Exactly. You got power tools. Anybody, if you're on a construction site, anybody can pop out like a leaf blower, or like a chainsaw, and get you. You're just asking for it. What about like cranes? Because cranes are kind of spooky. I don't know. Especially at night. Cranes are kind of weird. They kind of spook me out.
Cranes?
They're kind of spooky. I don't know. Maybe not. Alfred says Walt Disney Presents. You could be in there by yourself.
I feel like less so now. Since they started adding the characters in there and they started doing the movie previews in there and stuff like that. I feel like, unfortunately, that stuff has drawn. I mean, the previews is the unfortunate part because it's not the story of Walt, but I feel like that has drawn people into one man's dream now, which they should have been going in there in the first place because it's a fantastic exhibit. But
Jennifer's got another good one. And this is kind of an ironic one, but I know what she's saying. I know where she's going here. She says the boardwalk at night. Not next to the resort, but around the edges. And there are times, again, if you get up super early and run in the morning, you're the only one out there. You know, there's maintenance people and so forth because they're always like, you know, cleaning. But there are times where it is sparsely populated out there. And the thing is, too, I think a lot of people are scared of like carnival stuff. Like, you know, think about it, you got carnival games there that aren't open, but like, you know, that there's probably like a, you know, some kind of a clown, like a carnival boardwalking type clown with a chainsaw. He's getting ready to get you. Like he's under that canvas, just waiting for the old Barker to come out.
Clown pool is ready for
yes.
you.
Yes. Oh my God. Yes. He's ready to swallow you because he's laughing at you just every time you look at him. Especially the path from Boardwalk to the studios. Like that creepy clown
that
is just right there. He's just right there, just waiting to eat a runner for breakfast.
That oftentimes is very deserted. I mean, not during the middle of the afternoon, but you know, late at night or early in the morning. Yes, that pathway.
I kind of picture,
especially that tunnel, dude, that can be really creepy.
That's why you run faster.
It's a weird show.
It is. I mean, it's kind of the deal. We're trying to do a Halloween show without doing a Halloween show. You know, we've done it for 10 years. You know what though? I've run past that many times pre-dawn, and I've wondered, like, does that creepy clown eat runners for breakfast? He probably does.
No, it just spits him out.
I hope no kids are listening to this show because they're never going to stay at Boardwalk.
No, probably not.
That's true. He doesn't eat runners. He just spits runners out. He's like, not for you today, runner. We're throwing you in the pool. Mandy says Streets of America could have been used to be isolated back up when it was at the studios.
Yes. What about some of those like alcove places at the beach club and yacht club where you can just kind of sit and relax and... There's usually nobody that comes, but, you know, everybody's walking past you. Like, True. You could see everybody. They're walking past you, but they're not, like, stopping and sitting or anything.
The Bellevue Lounge, too, can be isolated sometimes, especially, like, in the afternoon if you're over there.
Yes. All lounges, I think, can be isolated in the afternoon because not as many people think about going to a bar in the afternoon.
Well, I mean, it's not open, but it's kind of just a place to chill. We've done that.
Yeah. That's true.
And the bartender pops up with the chainsaw. No, just kidding. I'm trying to think. So Boardwalk, scale of 1 to 10. How scary is the Boardwalk just in general? Like,
well, the clown is a 10.
Those chairs. If those chairs came to life, dude, they're like 112.
Those are a definite 10.
Yes, they
are. That's like a 30. That's like those are scary. Real.
I think I've told on this podcast before that when I was a kid, I had this recurring nightmare that a high chair at my grandma's house was chasing me around the house.
Yes, you did.
Oh, dude, scariest thing ever. That's like a million on the scale of 1 to 10. That thing used to almost get me every night. Almost every night got me. And he had like a legion of high chairs behind him, and it was kind of like Fantasia. They'd all march in unison, and just chasing me around my grandma's house all the time.
There's something called therapy. You may need to go.
That's what this podcast has turned into. It is therapy. It's cheap. So, all right.
If there's any therapist that listened to the show that could tell Mike what his dream means,
the only thing is that high chair did not have a chainsaw and come at me. It just I don't know what it was going to do when it caught me, but it was weird. It was probably just going to strap me in and feed me green beans or something. I don't know.
Probably.
Yeah. So any other things? We're kind of, I think we've kind of exhausted the places that you can be alone and be chased by chainsaws at Walt Disney World.
At this point, we've exhausted everything. I can't think of anything. But you know what's great? I am sure that our listeners, when they come in on Friday, are going to be like, how on earth could you forget this? And you know what? They're going to let us know in the comments on Facebook, because that's what they're good at, is letting us know the things that we stupidly forgot about and was like, oh, it's so obvious stuff.
And the one that's getting the most love, Alan just repeated it again, and it got multiple mentions in the chat and the Facebook as we recorded live, was just Morocco, the back of Morocco. Really, that is probably the most isolated you can be, but you're also within, you're within a major theme park with tons of people.
Well, because you really don't feel like you're anywhere but Morocco. Like, you really feel like you are in that area. There is nobody around you. It's so immersive. I mean, that word is absolutely true. You definitely feel immersed in like you're actually there. It's awesome. It's so fantastic. It's the pavilion you're not going to, but you really need to.
Absolutely. It is. I mean, I bet you people go to Epcot 10 times before they ever explore all the way to the back of that pavilion.
Oh, 100%. I did. Definitely. Exactly.
All right. Well, we're going to close out today's show. Hey, one thing I want to mention real quick that I think is very interesting for a Disney fan. And this is the second time Disney's done this. They did this back over the Labor Day holiday to kind of fill in a specific week where they offered a package that was only at certain resorts. And it was only for, you had to check in on this date and you had to check out on that date. And they're doing it again with this. It's called the Walt Disney World Christmas Time package, where it's from December 17th to the 22nd. Very specific. Got to stay at a moderate deluxe or deluxe villa accommodation. and you got to get a certain length of tickets. But what it does, if you stay from the 17th to the 22nd, you got to book this as a special package. But you're getting a lot of exclusive experiences, like a Christmas party ticket. You're getting a dinner at Epcot. You're getting just lots of goodies. And I just want to get your feedback on this, Ricky, because I think it's, I like this idea, because what it does, it basically bundles a great experience at Walt Disney World if Christmas is your focus. You know, if you really want to see the Christmas party, you really want to see Candlelight Processional, you really want to do this and that, it kind of puts it all into one place, but it's not flexible at all. It's December 17th to the 22nd, but I like this. It's an option for people. I can tell that I'm boring you here on the
You're like, oh, it's really exciting, man.
I hate Christmas, but okay, go ahead.
Rawr, Christmas, rawr, then a chainsaw.
Yeah, so there's no chainsaw as part of this package. Like, Santa is not going to pop up rawr, and get you at the Christmas party. I promise that is not going to happen.
No, I do. I think it's a really interesting option, because usually with these special packages, they have special extras that get put in that aren't, you know, that you can't do anywhere else. So I think that that's a really interesting thing that Disney offers. So, you know, if you can get down there during that specific time, and you're guaranteed these things, I absolutely think you should consider one of these packages, because I think that it really makes sure that you get to see the holidays the way that Walt Disney World intends you to see them. So you get to see everything, you know, that everybody clamors to see, and you don't have to fight for it. You don't have to get that dining package for Candlelight Processional. You know, you just get to see it. So I think it's a really awesome thing that they're offering.
Yeah, and it's not, the thing is, like, when you price it out, it's not that, like, if you were buying all the components separately, you're going to pay about the same for your hotel, your tickets, your Christmas party tickets, your dining and so forth. But the thing is, basically what happens is when you check in, you get a credential. I'm guessing like a lanyard with like a big plastic
thing.
Kind of like a media thing. And so you're covered. Like you get exclusive access to these events. And it's a VIP experience. So, and it's not, you're not paying a gigantic premium for it if you're going to go at that time. So it's not like they're charging you out the nose. You're going to pay about the same you would booking everything individually, but it's kind of just, it's all covered. You know, if you want to have a Christmas, if you want to have a Christmas really fun experience, this is the way to go. If you can make that week work. Now, you can't do it at the beginning. You know, obviously they're probably looking at the numbers and saying it's kind of soft from the 17th to the 22nd. We're going to throw this in here to kind of fill some rooms. I like that idea. They did this right after Labor Day. I think it was like the 3rd to the 8th of September, and they focused it on Halloween events. So, or food and wine events, I think they threw in too. I can't remember exactly what that had.
Yeah, I think they did. I think they threw in both.
Cool stuff. I hope they keep doing this.
Yeah, I think it's a fantastic option. And if you really can swing it, and I think it's really reasonable for families, you know, who are able to do it as well. So I think if you can swing it, absolutely consider it.
That's right. All right. Well, that's going to do it for today's show. No more chainsaws. We're going to put that away for the year. But, let's.
Thank goodness.
That's right.
I won't be putting it away, because I will be seeing chainsaws in real life this weekend.
Every time you will, you'll think of me. So there you go.
I will. You know, that's going to be the most terrifying thing out of all of it. It's not going to be the guy chasing me after with the chainsaw. It's going to be, oh, man, this makes me think of Mike.
You're going to be like, there's Mike again. Okay. So anyway, so we appreciate you joining us here live in the chat. Thanks to everybody who does that. We record again about 5:30 Eastern every Monday. So drop by the Facebook page for that. And thank you so much for downloading the show, streaming the show, spreading the word about the show on social media. Thank you for those iTunes reviews and ratings. We really appreciate that. We're kind of pushing for those, because some of those are expiring. Some of those have been up there over 10 years now. So they do kind of, I think, fall off. So if you could give us a new, maybe not this show. You don't have to mention that we talk about chainsaws chasing you around all the time. It's just kind of a one-off show. But we love the kind words. So please do.
This is what happens when Pam is not here. Exactly. I'm just saying. Get Mike and Ricky together, you get crazy stuff.
Yeah, she's coming back next week. So I had to get this one in before she got back. So that's how that works.
She's not going to want to sponsor the podcast anymore.
And you know what? Speaking of, this show is brought to you by the Magic for Less Travel. At least I think it is. So I'm just going to say, if you want to book this Christmas time package or any Walt Disney World Vacation, Disney Cruise Line, Disneyland, Adventures by Disney, do support the agency that lets us bring this all to you for free. And they're over at themagicforless.com. Check out all the great specials. Mention the show when you're filling out that free, no obligation quote, and I'll get back to you right away. We'll work together to plan a great vacation sans chainsaws. I promise you. So,
and if you don't want to work with Mike, don't mention the show.
Exactly. If you're like, man, I've never heard of the Be Our Guest podcast, please don't let Mike be my agent. That's cool too.
I don't want Mike to be my agent. agent. Yeah, yeah.
You can put that there too. You'll hurt my feelings, but you can put that on the line too. I'm just saying. Anyway, and if you do put somebody else chainsaw to you, rah, I'm going to find you and chase you with the chainsaw with no blade. Just the noise.
So rude.
I know I am rude. So anyway, we are going to ask you to follow us on the social media. I don't know why.
Maybe not.
Exactly. We're at Be Our Guest
Pod. Because
I'm
going to be there. That's right. Lots of good content to share this weekend.
I want
to
see lots of actors with chainsaws. Can you do that for us?
I will make sure that I film somebody with a chainsaw this weekend.
There you go. Yes. And hashtag it, hashtag R-A-W-R. Rawr.
Rawr.
There you go. So follow us on the social media at BRGuestPod, at BRGuestMike, and the Facebook page is facebook.com/BRGuestPodcast and youtube.com/BRGuestPodcast. Subscribe over there to help me show Mallory that we're real YouTubers, even though we aren't going to have a million subscribers. I told her we have almost 300. We're almost to a million, you know, the place value kind of thing.
It's the same difference, right?
Exactly. All right. So again, support the show on Amazon. It's BRGuestPodcast.com/Amazon. Getting that last minute Halloween costume. Prime can still get it there on time by Wednesday, and it supports the show at the same time. Hey, maybe you need to do some yard work. You need a chainsaw and get one there. That'd be a great one because those are big purchases. So we, really appreciate that. Of course, it will probably come with a blade, so be careful. So anyway, we're going to get out of here. Too many Coke Zeros today, but had a good time. I love talking Disney with you guys. I love you guys. And hopefully, maybe if you're on a long run, you're walking the dog, maybe you got a laugh out of this. Maybe you jumped the first time I said it. Maybe the 17th time, you're like, God, I hope he doesn't do that chainsaw thing again. I get it. I know. We won't do it again next week. We're done. So for Ricky and Pam, rawr, yeah, that's it. So for Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike. Wish you a great weekend. Whatever you do, stay safe. And remember, on Halloween, we'll have the Wednesday show on Halloween day. But just get it in your mind. Please do drive slowly. Watch out for all the ghosts and goblins because maybe some communities, I think some communities might trick-or-treat this weekend, the weekend prior. So do, little kids and big kids alike all get excited to go trick-or-treat and they zigzag back and forth across the street. Even if you're rushing home, it's a Friday evening, you want to get home and get the weekend kicked off, slow down, watch for everybody, let everybody have the fun out in the community, and let's make this an awesome Halloween celebration for everybody. So for Ricky and Pam, I'm Mike. Wish you a happy Halloween, and we'll see you again on Monday. So until then, we'll see you real soon. Rawr.
You've been listening to the Be Our Guest Walt Disney World Trip Planning Podcast. If you have questions, comments, or would like to be a guest on the show, please visit our website at BRGuestPodcast.com. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you real soon.